Retailers are not surrogate parents. The video game industry is not a surrogate parent. Parents are at the center of this decision-making process. And passing legislation, which is unconstitutional on its face, to try to regulate the sale of content, not only will never stand up in court, it won't solve the problem. Because the problem is that parents are buying the games most of the time anyway.
I want to move the games into the guys playing.
Playing a space cowboy in some back room.
Shoot it to the game!
No!
Kill him!
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to move the games into the guy's play.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
All right. Final Fantasy Radio. Wolf. Sitting there playing again.
Oh, boy.
This is C4, episode 28 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. Let's jump right into the email this time instead of farting around, because I think this might be kind of a short show as opposed to the huge long ones we've been doing.
Yeah.
We got an email from Modem. And he pointed out an interesting thing about Final Fantasy Tactics Advance. You know, this is the Final Fantasy Tactics on the PlayStation. It was a pretty popular strategy game. Lots of people just think it's the greatest game. The Advance version, though, sold 1.55 million copies worldwide. 460,000 copies in Japan, 760,000 in North America since September, 330,000 in Europe. That's 300,000 more sold in North America than in Japan. That is crazy. I didn't see anything like that happening anytime soon. It seems like all like the like cool games and stuff like that seem to sell a ton more in Japan.
A lot of games show fun, though. And maybe they're taking a week off.
Maybe. You need to talk about it or get closer or something. Jesus. We've done this more than once. There you go. All right. I need to like pull. I can't move it because you two are the closest to that one mic, so it wouldn't work right because he'd be extra loud.
No, I'll try to keep it down.
And so you're not talking anyway. You just sit there and play Final Fantasy.
Yeah, get off my nuts.
Now, Modem also sent in the GameSpot link, which I'll put on the site because I'm too lazy to go look for whatever one I was reading. But everybody saw this, I'm sure. Sega has lost their friggin' minds. When I say everybody, I mean except YouTube, of course. Sega's suing Electronic Arts developer Radical Games, which is the Fox Films Entertainment division of Fox Entertainment, and Vivendi Universal's Fox Interactive unit for the game that came out in 2001, The Simpsons Road Rage. Remember the one that's like Grand Theft Auto? Crazy Taxi? They're suing them. Sega has...
That's weak.
I'm not going to start cussing and swearing just yet.
That's some push-ups.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything, man.
I know. You always start cussing and swearing.
This was announced like 2 days ago. They announced it a couple days ago. I saw this all over every news site. Sega, of all people, the last bastion of hope in this screwed up industry, which I'm losing more faith for by the day. Now Sega is doing stupid stuff like this. I mean, I can't believe it. How can you have a copyright? Like, they're saying, well, they infringe on our copyright, right? This is a genre. You know, I mean, this isn't like they stole their code. This is saying, no, we have all games like Crazy Taxi. This is the Sega genre of games. BS! You know? They can't do that. Unless they have stolen code in there should be no reason why they can do this. There should be no reason why they can do this.
Pretty weak.
That is ridiculous. I mean, so you're telling me then that like, Nintendo basically can say that there's no game that can be like Zelda out there, no game that you can run around with a sword and kill things and go into levels.
No game like Mario.
You know? No game like Mario. No platform side-scrolling games. Then... I mean, what the hell is this? You know, and you want to go back further? What about, like, Adventure? Jungle Hunt. They could say, you know what? That was our idea. Pay up, Sega. Pay up, Nintendo. I don't think Sega's hurting that bad. They can't be hurting that bad. I didn't read any details, so I'm not going to talk about it here on the show today. But I did read that something else was happening with Sammy. Remember they were going to merge with them? And nothing seemed to really happen and nobody seemed to care and it just kind of disappeared out of the news. Yeah, I saw something about it again the other day, but I didn't really, really drill through it and read it and write it down. It just didn't seem important. So, and I didn't want to do another two-hour show. I wanted to try to keep it back to an hour like it's supposed to be. So I had to trim it back a little bit.
I think we rambled on a little bit last time.
We always ramble on. Nobody listens to us because we provide information. That's no good. That's no good. Let's see here. That was, yeah, that sucked. I mean, that kind of ruined my day hearing about that. I mean, Sega. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens there. Personally, I hope they get taught a lesson. You know, I hope they get shut down. I hope they get laughed at. As much as I love Sega, I hope they get laughed at. Are you kidding me? Get out of my courtroom.
It's pretty weak.
You know, yeah. All right. That's the third time you've said that, so I guess we're changing topics
because
nobody has anything to say. Let's, you know what? Cushion sent in a huge email. A fat email. Check this out. This game that I wanted to play, I'm too lazy to go to the Blockbuster and rent games, so I never play anything new. He talked about Manhunt and the Enter the Matrix game. So let's see. Here's the email here. I ran into him on IRC. He said he was going to send this in. He made it just in time, too. I checked my email this morning. This wasn't here. 5 minutes before we started recording, I got this. So I haven't actually... I kind of skimmed it, but I just printed it out, and we're all ready to go. So let's see. I thought a little more detail review. Okay, yeah. See, now, we were talking about it on IRC, and I thought it seemed like a creepy version of Grand Theft Auto, right? He says, I, too, was expecting a creepy version of GTA, but surprisingly, it was nothing like Grand Theft Auto. It's more like Metal Gear Solid, or Tenchu meets the movie The Running Man. Now, I've never seen Running Man, so I don't know what that's about, but anybody here seen that?
Yeah, actually, I have. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The Running Man? I've never seen it.
I've never seen The Running
Total
Man.
Recall.
No. Is it?
Yeah, it's well, way before Total Recall.
Yeah, I assume it's old.
It's a futuristic type movie where they take Arnold, you know, and he's got to run for his life while these other gladiators hunt him down.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That sounds really cool. I'm going to have to... Dude, movies, some of that stuff is cool. You ever seen Fortress?
No.
Oh, man, we'll have to sit here and watch or something. It's an old. I don't know anybody's name. I never pay attention. The only one I pay attention to is Edward Norton. Because he's the man. let's see. Okay. You play as a death row inmate whose execution is faked by a mysterious movie director. He sets you loose in different locations with street gangs acting as bounty hunters eager to kill you for cash. Your job is to kill them as stealthily as possible to help him create the ultimate snuff film. See, nothing like Grand Theft Auto. The game works like this. You have a Metal Gear Sniper-like radar map in the corner of the screen. Pick up an execution weapon, usually a glass shard or a plastic bag, and sneak it behind the gang members. Don't step in gravel or run or walk too fast so you don't alert the guy. Equip your weapon and hold down the punch button between... here we go. See, we're going to get all complicated in the controls and I won't be able to play. Equip your weapon and hold down the punch button when crosshairs flash over them. The longer you hold the button, the bloodier the execution. The execution is played out with a grainy security camera filmed cutscene.
Nice.
That's cool. Like, those are the scenes. Did you guys see any videos of this? Did you guys look up any screenshots?
No, I haven't seen anything on this game at all.
Of course not. This is Rockstar's next game. This is huge news, and
I'm
flies
lacking,
right
man.
Over your guys'
heads.
I love you guys. If anybody wants to be my friend, you can send in applications. I'm sick of these guys. Oh, man. You quit? Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Never liked you anyway.
That's right. The problem is, since stealth is essential, your guy basically tiptoes throughout the game. You can run, but your guy gets tired after 1.5 steps, so you don't just run around killing people. Now, see, that would kind of suck. You know, I mean, if you're like, your guy's like a pansy and he can't even, you know.
Yeah, no, he can't even defend himself.
Yeah, I mean, well, he can defend himself. I'm sure he's got something, but it's like he can't run and he walks around, you know. I mean, he says your guy gets tired after, you know, 1.5 steps. You just can't run around and just bloody gore everywhere.
I like the kind of game where you just jump in and you're Bonnie Badass. He just beats the shit out of everyone, you know.
Well, there goes our not swearing this episode. Also, here's what sucks about the radar. Each gang member is represented on the radar as an arrow. Depending on which way they're facing, the arrows are different colors. Yellow if they're clueless, orange if they're suspicious, and red if they are alerted. The only problem is, unlike Metal Gear Solid, you never know how far they can see. Remember Metal Gear, it showed like how far their radar would actually go to? Yeah. Okay, so for example, I was standing behind a car on one side of a basketball court. A gang member, whose thing was yellow, was standing at half court facing away. I took two silent steps and... all of a sudden, he's bright red, running right towards me. I mean, that would piss me off. Stuff like that makes me that takes me from like chilling, playing my game, loving it, to instant, you know, screaming. Because if the AI is like cheating like that or like not consistent, I get furious with games. Because then it's just too, I mean, a game tries to be realistic, but then it's like it tries to screw you. You know, that's just, that's lame. I got halfway through the tutorial and figured this game wasn't for me. Don't get me wrong, a little stealth is okay once in a while, but a whole game of nothing but stealth just wears on my nerves. At least Metal Gear Solid has parts where it's okay to run around and explore. Overall, I'd give it a 6 out of 10. That's amazing, considering these are the guys who produced Grand Theft Auto, you know, and it's like, granted, I don't like it that much. I like the idea, and I see the potential there, I just don't think it's enough of a game. And they sell, I mean, they're huge sellers. I mean, Rockstar is hot, and then they produce something that's not so hot. It's kind of a surprise, you know, it's just like a big shock. And you expect, you know, but granted, I did expect, you know, a creepy version of Grand Theft Auto, just like when I get, you know, Doom 3, I'm going to expect a game from id Software, and if they, like when I got, okay, Quake 3 was a surprise, there was no single player. I mean, it's like we all knew, because, you know, they told us, but it's like, it didn't feel right. I like sitting there playing the single player, not this arena stuff. It was just different.
Yeah, you know? I think Doom 3 is going to really bump up the notch here.
I hope so, man. I hope. Of course, you know what, though? I bet it runs like crap on my computer.
Yeah, we're going to have to go out and do some serious upgrading.
You know what? Best Buy, if you guys are looking to buy video cards, any listeners out there, Best Buy, at least here in Reno, for $200, they've got the Asylum, the BFG, GeForce FX 5900, 128 megs. It's only $200. That's a good deal for that card. That's a reasonable price. Yeah, it is. Let's see. Cushion also goes on to say that he rented Enter the Matrix recently. Remember my little comment about that lady buying it today at Best Buy? she didn't hear me, though. I tried to say it loud enough, but I just missed it. I just had to see how bad it was. That, and it was one of the only games left at the rental store when I was there. I've been in that position before. Let me tell you this, it was pretty damn bad. It's mostly a third-person action game with your guy running around in buildings trying to set stuff up for the Matrix crew to do their thing in the movie. That's okay, but the camera's on crack. When your guy is in a hand-to-hand fight, the camera will circle around you like you just got flushed down the toilet. Don't want a toilet fight? Whip out your guns. Just pray the auto-aiming actually aims your gun at the guy with a target on him. Jesus. On top, you know what? Ode has this game, too, and he didn't like it either. He played the Xbox One, I believe, I think. Yeah. For not very long at all, and he couldn't handle it. He said it just sucked. On top of that, the game crashed twice on me. It was in the same spot. In the second level, the bad guy grabbed one of your buddies in an airport. You have to stop the plane. It got to the part where he's put on a plane, and you have to run towards it. This will load the next area. All I got was loading, and then it goes to a black screen. The game locked up, and I said, screw it. I give it a 4 out of 10. That's being nice.
Damn.
But I mean, what do we expect from most of these game movies anyway?
The way they hyped it, though. See, that's what
they hype them all.
I hate that.
They've always hyped these game movies since the beginning of time.
Oh my gosh, you go to check this out, and they go on to tell you how great it is. And you hear crap like this, it's just like, ugh.
There's so few good game, you know, movie to games, though. There's probably three. You know, I mean, they suck. I mean, I don't expect anything big out of this. I don't. I mean, I don't care if it's The Matrix. I don't care. Here we go. Fight Club. Somebody's making a PS2 Fight Club game. I know it's gonna suck. I'm gonna buy it anyway. I'm sure. I know I'm gonna break down and have to buy it just to check it out. You know. And I imagine it's gonna be a fighting game, but only two men to a fight.
Yeah, well, those just rings it to be more money.
And that one goes right over everybody's head. Alright. One last thing. A while back you mentioned the little known problem of leaving the DVD remote receiver plugged into your Xbox and the Xbox saying you have a dirty or damaged game. I don't remember talking about that. I remember about it, though, and I thought I was going to talk about it, but I don't remember if I did talk about it.
No, I don't think you did.
Yeah, like, you would know. You listened to, like, 5 shows out of the 27 we've had up there.
Yeah, hey, 5 is a lot.
Well, this has been happening to me recently. In fact, I put a DVD in the Xbox, and it said something like, please contact your Xbox technical support in about 7 languages. I took out the DVD and the receiver, turned it off and on, and put the receiver back in, and played the DVD. Good as new. Ever since, I usually keep the DVD receiver unplugged. Just thought you'd want to know this actually happens. That's crazy, because see, the person who told me that, that was my buddy in Arizona. Inquisitor Kruger told me that. And I didn't really quite believe him. And I actually made 2 phone calls to Xbox tech support trying to BS them into telling me, and they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't give up the info. He says that he got a cool person on the phone, though, and I couldn't get anybody cool. I got some people that sounded like they hated their jobs both times, so I just said, oh, forget it.
I've lost the will to live.
Yeah, I was tired of making up names and dancing around all their preliminary questions, you know. I mean, I just didn't want to keep going, but I'd like to try again one day just to get them to admit it, you know, that there's this problem. That's crazy, though, because the other day, I was watching a movie, and you can tell when mind changes layers now, when you get to that middle part of the movie, you know, when you know it's about to change layers, the movie completely freezes. The screen gets all blocky and like a real bad DivX encode,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It gets like that, but the movie's frozen, though. And then you hear the Xbox, like, you'll hear it click, and then, like, it'll sit there for 2-3 seconds, this happens, and then, boom, the movie will keep playing. Sometimes. I've had it clean just lock up on me recently. You know, and I do leave my little thing in there, that little DVD receiver thing. I do leave that in there, but not now. I'm gonna start taking that out now, man. That's crap. That's complete crap. That's crap. That's such crap. That's up there with Silicon Knights having the Meryl's hair. You know, okay, Metal Gear Solid, Meryl the chick, chick in there. Her hair's red. Then the remake, it's brown. Every screenshot we've seen, her hair looks brown. Maybe I should make a phone call to them one of these. And of course, too late now. Tonight, where they are, it's way late, but here, too early. Maybe I'll call one of these days in the middle of the afternoon or something, see if I can't get them to just make a statement about it, you know, just see what they have to say about change, because this sucks, this is pissing the fans off. I mean, as little as a thing as it seems, it's like, oh, it's just hair color, you know, that means a lot when you, I mean, it'd be like if you were to play, it's like if they made like a Super Mario Bros. Remake and there was like, you know, no Mario in it, you know, it just wouldn't feel right, you know.
It'd be like Mario without his hat.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right, you know? That's messed up, you know? Another thing that's messed up, you know, talk about losing my faith in the game industry. Yesterday, Black Isle Studios, rest in peace.
No.
Interplay closed the doors on them, and I can't figure out why. I mean, the genius behind this, can you see the Interplay executive sitting there? Hey, Bob, I've got a great idea. What's that, Bill? Let's go ahead and shut down our best, well-known, loved department. You know, this Black Isle is loved by so many people for doing the Dungeons and Dragons license justice.
They were making a Fallout 3, damn it.
Yeah, they were working on Fallout 3. That project has been shelved. You know, if we see anything from Black Isle now, it's not going to be the Black Isle we knew. It's not the same people, which is crap. Because the point of this, the reason that people get crazy when a developer gets shut down. You know, your favorite dev house gets closed. What happens? Good things come of it? Oh, yeah. We take, you know, 50 people that work well together and make a license to print money and distribute them throughout the industry now. That doesn't mean that 50 game companies now get, you know, much better because they have one piece of a good company. No. This just means you split up the talent.
Yeah, and you just made them weaker as a whole.
Exactly. Exactly. And idiots like Interplay say, oh, this is a great idea. You know, and I'm afraid to say it, but what I fear they might be thinking is, well, now that we've established a great name, you know, the Black Isle Studios name is a great name now. Well, now we can make subpar crap for 2 or 3 games, and people are going to buy it because they think it's good.
It's got the name on it. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's like, it's the same reason that, the Atari license. Nobody wants it because Atari, you know, it's not like they've made anything great in the last 20 years. It's because it's the name. It's the, you know, they've got the name. And I'm afraid. I sure hope that they don't try to pull this. You know, I sure hope that they don't. I'd prefer it if we just didn't have anything else released under that label. Rather than give us, you know, garbage produced by other people. Who knows?
I don't know. I want Fallout 3.
Yeah, but it's been shelved. It hasn't been canned. So, you know. They'll have somebody pick it up, but it won't be made by, you know, who we want it to be made by.
No, it won't be the same.
You know, yeah, it definitely won't. It won't. It won't be the same. They may try, but, you know, it's like, you can tell when a game has a certain feel to it. You know, like, you get to know the developer that made it because you've played all his games. You know what they feel like. When somebody else steps in on a project, you know something's wrong. You know a game a series of yours that you liked, and they changed the music. It's not the same composer anymore. You know it. You know, like, you feel that there's something wrong there, you know? So, that's crap. That's just infuriates me. You want me to go, this is like the pissed off show, man, because everything I have here sucks. Everything I have, I'm mad as hell about.
Yeah, everything I got is sucks, too.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, fine, we'll make this the suck show, all right? This is it. Everything, hell, everything does suck in here. The more everything except for the movies. Everything here sucks. You know what? This is how disgusted I am with the industry, okay? Let's go back to last week. Last week we got an email from Riboflavin that we kind of somehow got all sidetracked and missed the point. Remember we were talking about games being made for the console and it basically weakening the PC versions? I don't think we touched upon that enough. You know, like,
I don't think we did. Either.
Okay, Deus Ex came out. Everybody got a hold of the demo. It had major issues. I was a believer. I believed that the game was going to come out and it was going to be so good. I thought they were going to do us right and the demo just happened to suck. Well, I was flat out wrong. I played it for about an hour and could not handle it. My computer is relatively burly. There is no reason a game should run like that. All right, I'm getting like maybe 30 frames. It was seemed like 25. I mean, you can tell it's choppy as hell. Nothing is smooth. I tried everything. A GeForce FX 5900. 2600, an app on 2600, 512 megs of DDR, fast hard drives, everything in here is streamlined. Everything else runs beautiful on my machine. I throw Deus Ex Invisible War in, and it was the most painful experience I've had in a long time. It lasted that one day.
I haven't even tried it yet. I'm afraid.
Don't worry about it. Don't even waste your time. Now, I spend a lot of time reading the forums and stuff. You know, somebody's got to stay informed here. And I did recall reading a person or two say they owned it for the Xbox or played it on the Xbox, and they did say that it was better, like it was all right, you know, like it didn't totally suck. However, it's not as good looking as the PC version, right? You know what I mean? Like the details aren't, you know, sharp. You can't have the great resolution, you know.
Yeah.
So it looks bad, too. You know, not bad, but it looks inferior to the PC version. So you're not pushing as much, either. So the Xbox, which is like a 703 megahertz, Pentium 3 stripped down or something, I've got an Athlon XT 2600 that can't run this game with a damn. Right? And the interface, it does suck. The interface, like, it's pretty bad. It's not that bad. It's not horrible. But it's not as cool as the first one was. I remember playing it for a little bit and was just blown away, but it just ran like crap.
I went back and tried to play the first one.
Yeah, I remember the day that I installed this one, you said you installed that one.
I pissed off again and quit playing.
Okay, wait. Did you actually make it out of the whole first level?
No.
Okay. I was going to tell you and I forgot. I talked to Ode that day. He said, make sure you get past the first level. He said, that's the worst level in the game and it's so crappy. He said, just get past it and then all of a sudden the game is awesome. So seriously, you might want to try that again and just force your way through. Just tell yourself it's going to be awesome after this because that is an incredible game.
Deus Ex 2.
No, 1. So you feel the Final Fantasy.
I think I heard something about that before too.
What the first level sucking?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about it until he just said that though. But
I don't know if I got the will to try it. You know?
Yeah, you should. I mean, you got nothing else to play, really. You know, you might as well play it. But do you see this happening more often? I mean, the games are made for like the lowest end stuff. Like, look at the PlayStation. You notice that when you see a game come out on all three consoles, they're generally produced on the PlayStation first, which is the lowest end hardware wise of the current consoles, and then they bring them to the Xbox and the GameCube.
Yeah.
And what happens? They look like crap. You know. Yeah, that's stupid, you know. You're the only one who's sworn so far. I'm so unhappy with you. So, it just... This isn't healthy for the industry. This isn't a good thing. This is them shooting for, like, the lowest common denominator, right? They make it for the lowest-end hardware out there. It's probably the easiest to develop for, too, you know? I'd like to think the Xbox is the easiest to develop for, personally. Or the PC. It's gotta be easy.
The Xbox is hard to be.
It seems like it will be because it's basically, you know, Windows, what everybody knows and loves. It almost seems like they could take their application straight from that on the Xbox. Sure, it's a little different. There is quite a bit of different stuff in there. But, I mean, still, I'm sure they have some nifty stuff for this. Feels just like Windows programs, but it works most of the same way.
Hey, by go.
Exactly. Microsoft, they put it together nice and easy for you. Sony does a similar thing. Sony actually has a library that they ship out with their dev kits, which everybody gets the library and makes their supposed to use things out of that to make their game. which is pretty cool because, you know, imagine you're a game developer and, hey, the PlayStation 3 coming out. Here's an engine. Make a game. That works out pretty well. Unfortunately, it gets us lots of crap.
Yeah.
You know, which is my whole feeling about PlayStation.
You usually don't start seeing the great games till the end of the console.
Yeah. But I mean, there's some gems throughout. I mean, look at the Nintendo 64. Mario 64, gold. You know, but then what would we have after that? We had Mario Kart, we had Killer Instinct, and GoldenEye. After that, barren until Zelda, and then nothing. You know, was there a Donkey Kong or something like that? It's Conker wasn't even very good.
Yeah, there was a Donkey Kong 64.
I can't remember. I can't remember either. Huh, how weird. Maybe I must be thinking like Banjo-Kazooie or something.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I was thinking. I don't know, but... I
hate that game.
Again, we've strayed off the topic that of console games, but maybe that's just not a topic for us to discuss since we can't seem to generate any discussion here. So, let's move on to something else that sucks. Spike TV had a Video Game Awards 2003, hosted by the one David Spade, who thought it a very good idea to get on there and make jokes about video games. Did you guys see this?
No, I didn't get
to see that. My god!
Let's download it. Matter of fact,
are you? I got it here. We can sit and watch it, but it's not worth it. It's not worth watching. Everybody on IRC warned me. It's not worth it. That was a waste of 700 megs of disk space. Let me tell you, I watched about 10 minutes of it, and it was. I just couldn't handle it. David Spade comes out, and, well, first of all, they tell you what they say is Game of the Year right off the bat. Okay.
No hype there.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing like that. It opens.
Taking it off?
No, it just opens up and says Madden 2004 is the best game of 2003.
Oh, my
right?
God.
This is what they gave. And then it says, and then what happens is David Spade comes out and starts making fun of the video game industry. You know, this was their brilliant idea, okay? And you know what I noticed? The crowd was not into it. Like the audience, like they're all like, it's not crowd. It wasn't like they were at a stadium. It was like an audience, you know, like people from the game industry there, and they're just sitting there going, I can't believe it. Like, I swear to God, they were just making fun of us. You know, I mean, David Spade's up there. They asked me to do this video game thing. I said, yeah, can I get $50 for it? You know, I mean, come on. You know, I mean, it was lame. I mean, it's just like he had lots of bad jokes about, you know, like how weak the game industry is. This was his best material he can come up with. You know, I was pissed off about that. And then
I like David Spade.
Yeah, me too. You know, he's all right, but he can piss my ass now. And then they bring out the Dead or Alive girls. They had a couple of models dressed up in some Dead or Alive extreme volleyball bikinis, which made for like 5 minutes of entertainment, you know. And of course, David Spade, oh, we don't have to talk about video games, we'll just have them stand out here. Yeah, that's why we're watching this, you retard. Okay. You know, maybe he didn't write it. Maybe he didn't write his material. That's the only thing I can pray for, is that maybe he didn't write his own material, and they handed him the script and sent him out there. But it was overall, I mean, it was weak. I couldn't take it. They had the Raiderettes out there, I think, to with their pom-pom to dance around the Madden 2004 logo, you know. And, well, let's get started. Best animation. Any takers? Any guesses? I know you guys didn't see this.
Huh?
Exactly. Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball got best animation. I can give it that, man.
Yeah,
I mean, that game was, I mean, you know, the animation was just amazing. Best performance by a human.
Now,
this is a popular one. This is a real popular game using a big name for a voice. No, not Star Wars. Time's up. Ooh, no. Good try, though.
Oh.
Oh.
What's the other one just like that? Not Dead Rights. Other one.
True Crime? No.
Nope.
Closer. That should tell you right there.
Intermetrics.
No. God damn.
X-Men 2.
Grand Theft Auto.
Oh.
Vice City. Ray Liotta. Being the mobster. I mean, what a perfect role for him. Right? I can see that too. You know, nowhere else was I blown away by voice acting this year. I mean, you know, nothing else this year was any good. Okay, so I can agree with those. Best game based on a movie?
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I'd have to say.
Should have been, right?
Yeah.
Guess what it was, though?
Matrix?
Yep.
Oh, my.
Oh, God.
Yeah, tell me this isn't paid off here.
I don't feel so good. I'm going to puke.
Right? Yeah, these guys really know their way around video games, huh? Most addictive. This one's like impossible to guess. Just take a. Actually, it's a console game.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Pikeman?
Good guess. That's a good guess. That's what it probably should have been, right? Maybe Animal Crossing? I hear lots of exciting things about that, you know? I hear lots of good things about, even Grand Theft Auto, I hear playing people a lot, right? What about, I mean, yeah, what happened to EverQuest and Bejeweled, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you'd think Soul Calibur 2, which
no
is,
way.
It's a good game.
Yeah,
I wouldn't call it the most,
way, that's it.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it the most addicting.
I couldn't play that for.
Yeah, no, well, you know what, I can sit and play fighting games forever, but it's not like addictive. Like, there's some games, okay, you know what, I'll tell you right now, you know what we should do? Okay, let's go through this, as we go through this, we'll give our picks for the best of that category.
Okay, let's do it.
You know, that sounds like, that might be interesting for the show here. Okay, screw the ones we already talked about, right? You know, okay, we'll just start where we were, because we agreed. Most addictive, I'm going to say the
Final
most,
Fantasy 11.
You're going to say, okay, 100?
I really don't have a choice on top.
No,
I don't play.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you
no,
computer
games
too. Yeah, any games.
Computer games.
Yeah, anything you want. Well, you think about it. I'm going to say a computer game. I'm going to say not even a game. I'm going to say Enfos Team Survival is the single most addicting thing that I've played this year. When I found out about that, right, Dar turned me on to it.
So can it be any game?
Whatever the hell you want. I'm not even doing a game, dude.
I'm going to say Heroes 3.
Still?
Game,
damn. Yeah. Yeah, but we're trying to pick something this year.
Oh.
Something new, not something like 5, 6 years old. Enfos Team Survival, dude, this is a map for Warcraft 3, The Frozen Throne, right? This is a map, and I'll tell you what, the day that I played that thing for like 33 hours that first time, like that first, I sat down and couldn't stop. It was amazing. For the rest of like 3 weeks, I would just sit there and play freaking Enfos. I gotta put up like a link to the map on the site because I noticed that people type in Enfos Team Survival on Google and they get us. They get our site. So I'm gonna have to put like the map up there. So just because I'm sure they're pretty disappointed when they get there. What the hell is this? A couple of idiots talking. Yeah, so that's easily for me the most addictive. Man, it was incredible. Best action game. Now, any guesses on what they gave you? You guys already mentioned it.
I said Max Payne 2.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
True Crime?
True Crime. They gave that to Best Action Game.
Probably that one deserves it.
It might. I haven't played it.
Yeah, I haven't played it either.
However, from what I've seen, it doesn't look like something that I care about. It doesn't look like something that seems that great of an action game.
Max Payne 2 is awesome.
I think I'm going to have to say Max Payne 2. I think I'm definitely going to have to say Best Action Game is Max Payne 2.
Max Payne 2 out here?
Yeah, dude. It's been out forever.
Really?
I got it.
Yeah.
You want a copy?
All right, now this is beautiful here. Now this just proves how serious these awards are. Instead of calling it the Driving Award, it looks like it has sponsors. The Pontiac GTO Driving Award. Okay, next up is the McDonald's Final Fantasy or McDonald's Fantasy Role Playing Award. And you know, the Pontiac GTO Driving Award. Okay, this is how great now. Oh, this is an interesting one here. This is an interesting pick. I know what I'm going to say. But any guesses on what they gave the award to?
Which one?
Need for Speed Underground.
That's what I was gonna say. Need for Speed Underground is the racing game to have, right?
Oh.
Nope.
How about Midnight Club?
Midnight Club? No. Good guess, but they gave it to NASCAR Thunder 2004,
oh, right.
Which is interesting because it's not that bad of a game, but it's not Need for Speed. It's not Need for, what do they call it? Need for Rice. Okay, best fantasy game. Hang on a second. Let me read ahead just to see. Yeah, it looks like that is the RPG category because there is no best RPG category. So, what's the RPG of the year, guys?
Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
Wolf?
Fantasy game.
RPG. What's the RPG of the year?
Final Fantasy X-2.
Final Fantasy X-2? I'm gonna say, my guess originally I actually had a thought for this. I can't remember. When I was reading it, I thought about something. Anyway, they did give it to Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, which I suppose...
Supposed to be good.
That's
yeah,
just
really
great. I am going to say what I thought the best role-playing game this year was Xenosaga. I'm going to say Xenosaga. I'm going to say that was hands down the role-playing game of the year. I loved that game.
I never played it. So.
Yeah. See, I haven't played KOTOR, but still, I'm going to say that I wouldn't like it that much anyway. Still, that's good. You know, this will give everybody, the listeners out there can hear what we, you know, whatever. They have a couple considerations. Wolf, did you say what you thought was, or what you want? What you recommend?
10-2
That's what you that's what you think is the role playing. No, no, no. What do you say is the best one you played all year?
This year? Oh, I played all year. I probably gave it to Aqualad.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Holy crap. That's impressive. Suddenly I actually care to go out and buy this game. Damn. Damn it. That Twilight of the Spirits one, right? The PS2 yeah. one? Damn. Okay, best sports game.
Madden 2004.
Nope. That guy, they gave that like best of everything. Or game of the year.
2004? Well, ESPN.
ESPN, really?
Yeah.
Damn. Well. Nope. They gave it, you guys are gonna crap yourself.
Almost. I was close.
Tony Hawk's Underground.
Ain't a sports game.
I know, huh? That should have been like the, like an extreme category or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay, now here's where I call more BS, okay? I don't even have a pick. I don't care for sports games, by the way. I have no idea, and I don't care. They all suck. Best fighting game.
Fighting game.
Soul Calibur.
Yeah. Two. Soul Calibur 2. Right across the board. What does the survey say? WWE SmackDown. Here comes the pain.
Oh my god.
That was the one.
No. That was Raw 2. That was WWE Raw 2 or some crap like that. Yeah, that wasn't this. Even though that looks pretty cool, it's a wrestling game. Come on. All right. Most anticipated game. Most anticipated game. What did you just want this so bad? Now, what I want is Doom 3.
Me? Xenosaga 2.
You most want is Deus Ex 2?
Yeah, but it came out.
Yeah, okay. Halo 2.
Halo 2,
these guys have their heads up their arses, don't they? These are like paid answers. This is all the heavy, big places. Do you see Disgaea anywhere on the list? You know, do you see any, I mean, Jesus Christ, okay? Wait, it gets better, Best handheld game. You know it's for the Game Boy, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
You'll never guess it, but go ahead.
Mario?
Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
That's what I was gonna say. Final Fantasy Tactical Advance. Best handheld game? Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell.
Okay,
I don't think so. Now, you can't leave, Wolf. There's no soda in there anyway.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, we'll go to 7-Eleven in a minute.
Yeah, walk down there. We'll wait right here for you.
Alright. Best online game. This one's a no-brainer for me. Final Fantasy 11.
Yeah. Definitely.
Hunter? Yeah, okay, that's the one. So clearly, Final Fantasy XI must not suck. Okay, even though I've been slamming it all week, how funny that I purposely pick on a game all week. Those in the IRC know that I have a special hatred for this game. Best first person, oh wow. Honest to God, like when I read these, I read like the first five and was like, yeah, right, and then I just figured I'd do them for the show. So I'm kind of surprised. Best first person action game. Now this is, again, I would give to something like, you're close.
What was it?
Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty was what they gave best first person action to.
Huh.
That's what I said, huh. Wow. The demo was cool, but I didn't think it was all that amazing though, right? I mean,
to really try that.
Yeah, I gave it a whirl, but whatever. What would I say was the best though? Certainly not Postal 2, as fun as that was.
It was fun.
Like, as dumb as it was.
Condition Zero,
maybe. That was pretty fun. I had a good time playing through the single player on that. You know, I went all the way through, beat it. I saw the pre-order boxes today.
I want to know the Wolfenstein.
Unreal 2 sucked ass. Oh, man, damn it. Sucked arse. Anyway, okay. Oh, my God.
Arms.
Dude. Okay, and you guys want to know, everybody wants to know, why I have no faith anymore? Best PC game.
Oh, let me guess. The Sims.
That's a good guess. But it's not.
Worse?
Oh, it's bad.
It's bad. This is bad. I'll give you a hint.
Bejeweled.
No, I'll give you any guesses, Wolf?
Lord of Rings. Oh, no.
Matrix.
Well, all good guesses, because they all suck, and you know this game sucks. All right, I'll give you a hint. It could be the best Xbox game. If there's
Halo?
They gave Halo PC the best PC game of the year.
So you kind of go,
I know. Tell me that they didn't get paid off.
It's like they don't give a shit about the PC, so they're gonna give them crappy.
I can't believe it. Yeah. I know.
I can't believe it. I'm already sorry.
I cannot believe that anybody, that they even put this on network TV, you know, or maybe it wasn't network TV, on whatever TV they got, whatever. I can't believe this is broadcast.
Well,
this garbage.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was a picked down. Right?
Who picked this is what I want to know. I mean, what person that is.
Who's the sponsor?
They
exactly.
probably picked 40 people.
Microsoft
is doing
a couple hundred million.
They probably did pick random people.
What game do you want? Oh, Halo.
Yeah.
Okay,
no, this
go.
Got four right here. This is pick for
this
it.
This is crap.
The rule of dice.
That's music.
In the game?
Britney Spears dance beat. Best music. Now, I'm going to say that I think the best music I heard... You know what? The intro, the title screen music for Deus Ex was rad.
Huh.
But I'm going to say the best music I heard... Suikoden 3. I loved the music for that game. I listened... You know the intro song?
Yeah.
Endless Love by whoever makes it. I have the MP3 of that and listen to it like every day. It's like, seriously, I have a shortcut board on my desktop.
It's a must.
You know, it is. Yeah, it is awesome. That song is the shizzle. No guesses?
Nah.
Def Jam Vendetta. Remember that fighting wrestling? Yeah.
Yeah,
I could see it having good music, but I could also see like Tony Hawk having good music, you know. And the like SSX3, and I could see having good, you know, that too. But they gave it to Def Jam, and I don't know why. I don't.
Probably rap.
Yeah.
Eminem in there.
Is Eminem in there?
He's not even black.
It doesn't mean he can't rap. Look at Vanilla Ice. Rob Van Winkle taught us all a lesson, right? The Iceman cometh. The Iceman, take it away. Down, 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 down. We were checking out his website the other day for some reason. Yesterday, they got pictures of him up there and stuff like that, and apparently he's all big into motocross. There's a message board that is like ultra popular there, you know, and really cool people because they name themselves Too Cool, Ice Cold, you know. It was a riot.
Does he
still
got that hair?
No, he does. No, you know what? He's all punked out now. Like, he looks like hardcore, like. Like
he's
oh, I had a name for him. A Tony Hawkling. Yeah, I forgot I was saying that. Dude. I thought that was hilarious. A Tony, he looks like one of the guys that you'd see hanging out at like, the local skate park. You know, a Tony Hawkling. Some little punk ass thing. Except for he's big, though. He'd still beat my butt, but I'm a pansy. And I told you what game of the year was already. Madden 2004.
Yeah.
I didn't want to, well... I mentioned to you that I wanted to do our picks next show, not this one, but this kind of unexpectedly came up. That's how that happened.
It's all right.
Just, I didn't mean to take everybody off guard, but I know Wolf doesn't care. I told you ahead of time, so. Game of the year, though. We know it's Madden 2004, according to these idiots, but you know what, though? All the magazines have to be coming out with their best of 2004 list, so maybe we'll do this for the rest, you know. Get your shopping lists ready, kids. Call your grandparents. Here comes the big list.
I'll do my 10 months.
We'll do it all next. We'll do it all next show. I need you to focus. By next show, come up with a list of the games that were must have for 2003.
Okay.
Next show. Yeah.
I'll make a note.
Yeah. Okay. If not, we can do it before the show. Whatever.
I
just try to do it. Yeah. I'd probably come up with like three and be like everything else sucks ass.
You want me to kill you?
This one must
kill.
Quit your job, divorce your wife,
lock yourself
sell
in the
kids.
Closet.
Sell the kids. Just sit at home 24/7.
Keep the pizza girl number on speed dial.
No,
all
just
right.
Keep the pizza girl.
Yeah.
Joking.
Game of the year. Game of the year. We'll just get one out for these right now. Yeah. Just one game. What do you think would be the best game? Like,
definitely
if you
could, lots of RPGs though.
That's the Old Republic was game of the year in my mind.
Oh, it's hard to pick right now.
I know, I'm having a tough time too. But I'm going to say if there's one game that I bought that I was really blown... Now, you know what? For maybe our top...
I gave it to NBA Jam. I'm just kidding.
For top game, what's the game of the year?
KOTOR.
You know, I haven't played that. I'm seriously leaning towards Xenosaga.
You can't
or
it's out there.
Now what about Disgaea? Somewhere for me,
Disgaea, it will be up there.
Up there for you.
So
okay.
So just so hard to pick.
I know, huh? I mean,
right
you
now,
know what? You know what?
With my mood right now, I pick Final Fantasy. I can go right now. No, without a doubt.
Okay. Well, you know what? Forget it then.
We'll do it next week.
Yeah, we'll do it when we have time to sort it out and think about it. Yeah, we'll just move on. So, let me talk about. Okay, we know that all you played all week was Final Fantasy XI. Hunter, did you play anything?
Yeah, Gladiator.
Oh yeah,
you guys heard about that? It just came out. Played that one.
Does it suck?
It doesn't suck, but the camera angles are screwed up in it.
Do the controls suck?
No, controls actually don't suck. But when you're walking down the beach, camera's going the other way, so you're having a hard time seeing where you're going. And that just kind of screws up the actual overall feel of the game. But all in all, I had an alright time playing it.
Huh. Okay, give
it a 6.
Hey, watch out. Well, if you're about to pull the router right off the stand.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Get a little slack in the line. I don't need to lose all that. Alright, let's see here. I got all sidetracked thinking about the router. Were you done? I wasn't listening to what you were saying. Was it good? Did it suck?
It was a small average.
Six out of 10.
Small average.
Doesn't sound like something I'd play, though.
No.
I don't want to waste my time.
Nah.
Next time I'll have Prince of Persia.
Well, you know what? That's supposed to be friggin' amazing. Not everywhere I've looked, that was just getting great awards. Great scores. Okay. Well, what I played this week, and I sat down, I logged some hours, too. I've been playing for like 12, 14 hours, but I've been playing something else, which we'll get into in a minute. As a matter of fact, Wolf, what are you doing?
What's up?
Are you logging in or logging out?
Logging out.
Okay, yeah, because let's try to be here for the last little bit of the show, at least, because this is important.
Okay.
Because I know you're going to want to hear this. We got last week, remember we got Sword of Mana, right?
Right.
You haven't even touched it.
No.
You're too busy with Final Fantasy XI. I, on the other hand, sat down, plugged Sword of Mana into my Game Boy player on my cube, and was ready for some good 16-bit graphics Super Nintendo era Secret of Mana type lovin'. And you know what I got? I got
8-bit lovin'.
Well, this game is a remake. This is a remake of the original one, which was on like, what was that on the Game Boy? The original mono pea green and gray Game Boy, I believe.
He's so great.
The graphics are up to snuff, right? The graphics are good. I mean, they have that very Secret of Mana look to them, right?
That's good.
That's good. That is all good. They're not, they're a hair less cutesy though, right? They're a shy, just less cutesy than Secret of Mana was, which I think hurts it. It tries to look more serious. Now, the sound, starts out reasonable, but it got on my nerves. So I don't play with the sound anymore. I got annoying.
Off.
The sound, just got annoying. Yeah, I just couldn't handle it. Or I turned it down real quiet. I couldn't handle the sound. It's like really weak Game Boy Advance sound. It's just kind of annoying. It might even be not that bad. It's just repetitive. The control, it's got good control, except for the menus are a little shifty sometimes. It's not as smooth as it should operate. I like the menu system they have. Watch out, that's picking up real loud on the mic. The mic's right there next to it. The controls for the game itself are fine. The interface, like the on-screen interface is what I have my major complaint with, I think, is that I forget what mana spirits I have selected. Like, the way this game works, it's kind of like Legend of Zelda. You know, when you run around, you just, like, stab things on the screen right there. So there's no, like, role-playing, stop the game,
right.
Go to the fight, go back to the adventure part.
Yeah, that's a real action.
Yeah, you know, it's exactly that. Action-adventure, running around. Just think of Zelda, you know, the original ones, right?
Yeah, we get levels.
And, you gain levels, you gain,
There's a lot, much better control.
Yeah. Than what?
Than Zelda.
I think those controls are tight.
I don't know.
I do know.
I love Secret of Mana.
Yeah, I know. You're just a whole... You never even had a Nintendo. You can't tell me that Zelda's controls are good or bad. That's all you need. They're perfect. But, like, you have so many Mana Spirits to select from that you forget what you have selected last, right? I'm playing through the girl, by the way, so Mana seems to be a big thing for me. And when you pick... when you get a level, you also have categories like jobs in Final Fantasy. You have, like, you know, wizard, monk, fighter. I mean, you have, like, a list of things, right? Now, some through the... And you can distribute your you get 1 point when you level. You get to pick a class.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought it would be a good idea to put three levels into each class. There's, like, 5 or 6 classes. 3 levels into each class, and then all mage. Thinking that I would have quite a hit point bonus from picking fighter. I'd have an intelligence, like a mana point bonus from picking sage. I would have all kinds of little bonuses, and I'd be a full-blown mage mainly, though, with, like, mad power, right, on the spells. Well, what ended up happening, right now I've got 3 on everything, except for my magician skill is, like, a 15, and I'm an Amazon. So I kind of suck at magic, and I'm good at fighting still. I'm like, it's retarded. I can't figure out why that is. Now, you pick up 8 different weapons in this game, too, right? I mean, you get, like, swords, an axe, a flail, a spear, you get brass knuckles, you get a whip. I don't think I get a boomerang in this one. I got a bow, and I got a staff. And you level things up. You level up your magic by using it. And the more you use it, the more powerful it gets. Same with your weapons. Right now, I am level, like, 32 or something in this game, or 29 or something, whatever I am. And I'm still using first level weapons. One of the things in Secret of Mana that everybody knows is that you can forge your weapons, so they get way hella stronger, right? I can't seem to do this. I've read the manual 3 times. I can't figure out how to do it. I've gone to the forgery guy, and he tells me you don't have any vegetables. I don't know what that means. I've read the manual, it doesn't tell you. It tells you nothing about how to forge. It tells you, you can go see this guy and he'll tell you how to forge, and he'll forge your weapons for you. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. So, today, I thought I was getting smarter, and discovered that there was, and I knew this before, but I'd forgotten about it, and there's this little cactus house you can build, like you plant a cactus seed and it grows into, like, a giant house. It's called a hot house. You go inside of it, and let's see, it's got a guy that'll forge your stuff, but he won't do it because I don't have vegetables or whatever. And there's a giant tree, like a mana tree, but not that big, right? It's like a big tree with a smiley face on it. Reminds me of the Deku tree in Zelda, right? And you collect seeds throughout the game. You get, like, I mean, I've got, like, 10 different kinds of, like plant seeds, right? And he asks you to give him 2 different kinds of seeds. So I give him 2 seeds, and he says, great. And then nothing happens. So I click it again. So basically, I sat there and did this until he would stop doing it. And he let me give him, like, 20 seeds or something, and that he combined, that disappeared. I don't know where they go. What happens? My guess was that, oh, hey, they grow into fruit trees or something, right? And I get fruit, and I upgrade my weapons. No, I can't find them. I can't figure out what happened now. So here I am with first level weapons, and I'm having a hell of a time playing this game now because, I mean, I'm pretty far. I'm pretty far through because I have to be. I have to be to have, because I've got almost every item, like, weapon. And almost every magic. I think I'm -2 weapons, or 1. Maybe not even, I might have all the weapons, actually. No, because I don't have a spear yet, I know you get a spear. I saw it in the manual. And the magic, I think I'm missing 1 more, or I might have them all. I think I'm missing 1. Right? And so I'm pretty far, and I'm using first level gear, too. So when I get hit, I get raped. And when I hit people, I fought a boss. Right? Like, your average hit, like, okay, remember, like, okay, you start the game and you're hitting things for 3 points of damage, right? Okay, yeah. With your first level stuff, you're hitting this little fluffy slime bunny thing for, like, 3 points, 4 points of damage. Later on, when I was getting higher levels and the enemies were still weak, I could hit them for, like, 20 or 30, right? And my spells were hitting them for maybe, well, 10 points of damage, right? At some point, I fought a boss just this morning. I played some more. And now that I'm all this distance into the game, I'm pretty far, and because I cannot, this guy hits me once, and I only have 120 hit points, 1 hit, he's hitting me for 50 hit points, right? And I can't hit him with any weapon, they bounce off of him, right? And the only thing I can use is my magic that only hits him for 5 points of damage.
Oh, God.
Do you know how long I had to fight this guy? I mean, I died so many times because it was like, I had the timer because he hit me twice. I'm like 30th. But because my equipment is all first level, I can't get him to forge the items. He won't do it. He tells me I need it. Yeah, it's lame. And I've read the manual. Honest to God, I've gone through it 3 times. because I just get frustrated and I go, okay, I gotta break down and figure this out, and it doesn't tell me how to do it. I mean, I'm pissed off. I can't seem to find anything that would help though. I haven't really looked online though. Like, nothing major. I don't know what to look for. But, I've got the money to do it though, cause you know it costs money and apparently these vegetables. So I've got like, thousands of dollars saved up because I can't buy anything. I can't afford to do any upgrades because I don't have plants.
You can for your armor and shit.
You can like forge your armor and stuff. You can like forge it, you know, and like temper your stuff, and you can add abilities to it. It sounds like the game has a really cool system for upgrades. You can add abilities and stuff too.
Whoa.
But I can't do it. You can forge it and temper it. I can't do it myself. No. The manual says have the dwarf Watts do it. And he'll do it, but he tells me you don't have a plant or a tree or whatever I need, a fruit, a vegetable. I can't figure the game out. It's really pissing me off, because now it's to the point where I can't kill anything. You know, I mean, it's just too hard, and they kill me in one or two hits. It's just crap. I mean, I'm strictly relying on magic, only because you can regenerate mana. And another complaint I have with it is that when you kill every enemy in a zone, you know, like you get into the screen, there's like five dudes, you kill them all, they respawn. Like 4 seconds later. So what ends up happening is like you know, if there's something you gotta do or something you're trying, like if you're trying to regenerate mana, you need to stand still and not move. You can't attack, right? Or if I'm trying to go through my, well, when you pause, you go through your items, it's paused, but nothing heals you for a lot unless you buy real high-end shit. So I have to use like little tiny things to, you know, repeatedly. But when I'm doing that, there's monsters on the screen hitting me. It's just, I'm getting so frustrated with this game. Now I think it's too much to forgive. I think the frustrations are not worth it for your average player. I cannot say the average person should go pick this up. I think that it's only the dedicated fans of the series, I think they'll enjoy it, but I think anybody else would hate it. Another thing that I...
So you
oh my fucking god!
What?
Cedar died.
Who's that?
My dog!
Oh no!
That's what she wanted when she called.
Oh shit! Not Max.
No, Cedar. No,
Cedar,
look, she just messaged me. Oh my god!
She's not old.
Yeah, that's why she was all. Oh my.
Oh Jesus!
How old was he?
She was like 15
at least. She because was, I know that bubble's big.
Oh my dude, that's gonna fuck up my sister. She's had that dog since she was like 12, 13.
Oh fuck!
Back in high school.
Holy shit!
Barks a lot.
Well, that killed the show. I don't feel like going on anymore. That fucking sucks, dude. My sister loved that dog more than life itself. Oh my god.
Almost screwed me up.
Holy crap. I didn't want to look over and see that shit. Let me close the laptop. Alright, let's see if we can't get through the rest of this, though. Oh my god, I had to call it right away. Fuck. Also, the AI is horrible. You have a dude follow you, like your party, you only have one other guy follow you. Dude, he's useless.
So before you guys set him up, right?
Yeah, you can set him up. I have him set up to attack. I have him full bore, attack, close range, right? What does he do? He gets stuck the minute you walk in the... I mean, there's like this... I'm in the desert. You walk in the desert, there's a rock. Your guy gets stuck on the one item in the entire zone, and you wander off, and he's stuck way back there. Now, you don't have to wait for him. I can go to the next screen, and all of a sudden, he's with me. But he's useless to help you. I mean, they want... Now, you can switch and control him and move him there, but it's a pain in the ass. You know, trying to control these two guys. One guy, he can't control himself. They don't attack fast enough. They'll stab, like, once, wait 2 seconds, and stab again. You can swing, basically, as fast as you can swing that sword. As fast as you can hit that button, you know? I mean, his weapon. Some you have to hit every... You have to wait like a quarter second. You know, like you can't shoot the bow like ding ding ding, but you can ding ding. You can, you know.
So before I never had a little beam.
You had a gauge. You don't have a gauge. You have unlimited run, and you can just swing forever. No, you can. When you kill enemies, you gain. You have a little bar that goes up, and once it gets up, you get one power move, which does all kinds of damage, and then goes back to zero. And it goes up real quick though. But I never use the move because it's useless. It's just, it doesn't seem like it helps that much. Fuck, man, I bet she's all crying and shit.
Yeah, of course.
Let's just get through the last of this. Fuck me.
I'm done with everything I had to say, but...
Yeah.
I'll find out.
Yeah. Well, no, because we still got quite a bit I want to talk about. Hold on, alright, we'll just stop it, and I'm going to call her. Alright, we're going to pause the show. Alright, we're back. I talked to my sister, all crying and shit. That's pretty upsetting, though. So we gotta focus and try to not think about bad, sad shit, like real life and stuff. That's what we're here.
We're here to get your mind off that.
That's right. Bad stuff like that is no good. We gotta continue on in our little fantasy world here and just not care about real things like that, because they suck. Let's see. I think I just finished up slamming the shit out of Sword of Mana. Okay. And let's get on to slamming the shit out of me. Now let's hope that everybody picked up on my hints on IRC this whole week, specifically pointing out how much I hate Square.
So before you start, who are you calling a Square bitch?
There is a difference, though. I'll let it be known that a Square whore is somebody that will play a Final Fantasy game regardless, you know, or a game made by Square just because it's made by Square, you know? Like a certain lupine member of the group here, Wolf likes to play these games, and I have a tendency to dislike all of them past Final Fantasy VI. Seven, I would even say, is alright. You know, seven's like the borderline where they started to hella suck, but it still held that Square magic for me.
Jump a few, huh? Let's get to 11.
Skip a few. Let's skip a few, because we all know they're trash. Jump ahead to Final Fantasy XI. You want to fill everybody in, Wolf?
Well, welcome to the club.
Hold on, let me stand up here and do this properly.
Hi, my name is C4, and I'm a Final Fantasy XI addict.
I did pick this up the other day. I don't remember what day it was, but I know I can look in the IRC logs because I was talking about it like every waking moment. And Modem was like, he bought it. He got it. I know he bought it. And I was like, oh, pish tosh. I didn't buy it. No. And I'm sitting there configuring my controller, you know. I got it. I tried to drop as many hints as I could and stuff. And everybody knew right away, but I didn't get nailed in the game world, which I was afraid that maybe that I would accidentally run into somebody. I know Kamikaze's playing, Riboflavin.
Mm-hmm. Odd. What I was talking
about. Ode's playing, Dar's playing.
Wolf's playing.
Yeah. Fiber's playing. Who?
Fiber.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so there's quite a bit of people that are playing this.
We need one more guy to our party.
Yeah, so they recruited me.
You got confirmation from me.
Yeah, I was playing EQ. And in the entire time I had the Evolutions pack, welcome to Fajita World.
Where's that?
May I take your order, please?
Welcome to Flavor Country.
Where's that air freshener?
No, you spray that crap all over way too much. You like fill the air with it so you can't breathe, dude. That's why I try to hide it every time you're here. You do, you're like, you only need like...
Oh my god! Jesus, I know. Damn, dude.
Fear by that was poison cloud plus one.
Fear my coin.
Oh crap! He found the spray.
Yep. Over here, man. Right up on that.
Oh end. Crap! Woo! That stuff.
Oh my god, it's nasty.
Yeah.
No.
That packs some punch there. That made me lightheaded.
Damn.
Alright, so anyway.
Oh, I feel so hot.
I feel high after you spraying all that blade crap around. That stuff is probably so bad to be breathing for us. So I don't use it too much, but an emergency case. I need like a glass, like on the wall, like a fire thing, like a fire hydrant. A book of matches and that.
Get to the point.
Ah, they don't care anyway. Everybody's already lost interest in the show, I'm sure. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, Final Fantasy XI. So here's the deal. Okay, I was playing EQ. I didn't play it as much as I should have been for that month I had it. I had only played it for 24 hours total. By the time I checked, you know, you can check your real-time stats in it, right? I was up to like 24 hours and 50 minutes or something in the entire month I had it. So I said, oh, forget it. I did cancel the account. I don't care. Every now and again, I get the urge to play something like that, though. Just, you know, check it out. Now, Final Fantasy's winning awards all over the place. Everybody I know is playing it, except for Hunter. He, I don't know what he plays all day. Tactical Ops or Drag Ops once in a while. And, I thought, you know, I mean, it looked pretty cool when Wolf was here, and I saw it for the first time. I keep hearing good things about it. So I said, oh, what the hell? So I'll go out and buy it. It comes, it's $50. It comes with 5 CDs. I don't know why they didn't give us 1 DVD.
Yeah.
You know? It's got the expansion pack. The first expansion pack comes with it, so you get extra stuff. They added extra classes right off the bat. The Dragoon, the Ninja, the Samurai. Yeah. Let's see. It's not available in the U.S. on the PS2 yet, so I had to go with the PC version, which I probably would have anyway. Fat, because I set it up to use my Xbox controller, and, you know, I'm the most comfortable with that control rather than the DualShock or anything.
Can you guys play with other people that are playing the Xbox?
The PS2 version?
Yeah,
PS2. Yeah. We must be able to, because, because there's like over 400,000 players, and you know they bought a ton of PS2 versions over there, and there's so many people playing this game online, you see them. I mean, there's as many...
Some Japanese, too.
You know, yeah, lots of... They probably have keyboards and stuff for Japanese over there, you know? So anyway, I decided to check it out. I figured, you know what, I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. Maybe that Square knows what they're doing. You know, it got thumbs up from Wolf. It got thumbs up from Ode. Everybody online, everybody's been telling me they've been having a blast playing it. Now granted, you ask EverQuest players and they're gonna say the same thing. EverQuest is where it's at. You ask Dark Age of Camelot players, what do they say? You can't not play the OC, it's the best. Yeah, okay. So what? I tried quite a bit of these now. Not all of them by any means, but I've tried a few and they all suck. It's all the same thing. Run around, kill stuff. There's no point. Now Odin told me that there's lots and lots of like single player little running around stuff to do. So I weighed that into my consideration. I thought, you know, that's cool. And I thought it was intriguing that you can use a controller. Ode and Dar both play with a numeric keypad only. I don't know how in the hell they use a keypad.
That's how I started. It means pain in the ass.
Yeah, see, I think it would be easy too, but I think it would be a pain in the ass. Screw that. So, I saw you playing with a controller, and I hooked up my Xbox control. Took a little monkeying, you know, to get the keys right. And I'll tell you what about this game. They really, really need to work on their presentation. Okay, you install, okay, not, okay, first of all, you got 5 CDs, alright? You got a thick-ass fat manual, that's cool. You know, you've got details, you got neat stuff to play with and read when you're not playing the game. Okay, that, I like that, that's cool. You go to install the game. What's the first thing I did? I looked at the 5 CDs, I see one's the expansion. I see 3 of them are Final Fantasy XI, and I see one is some stupid thing called the Play Online Viewer. And I thought, oh, I don't need this thing. What the hell? You know, I didn't know what it was. You know, I mean, I just opened the box, was like, I bought this for Final Fantasy. I didn't buy this for their, you know, whatever it is. So I pop in the first disc. You must have the Play Online Viewer installed. God damn, a whole CD for this? Look at the box. System requirements. 6 gigs of hard drive space required. I go, man, oh lordy, okay, sure, I'm down, I got the space, I think, so I deleted a whole bunch of crap. Believe it or not, what I deleted was the episodes. I deleted all our shows and all the, because I keep waves of them too, and the MP3 and the AUX on this machine, so I burned them off the DVD, freed up all my space right there. Then I began to install this thing. It didn't take too long to install. It didn't take too long, but they must have screwed up somewhere, because they released a piece of paper as an add-in that comes in the game. It fixes a miss, it's like a typo kind of in the manual because people were installing it incorrectly because you have to install the expansion, some crazy stuff, whatever. So I said, okay. So now I install this game and I launch this ridiculous Play Online, because you can't just launch Final Fantasy. You have to load up, this Play Online Viewer thing, right? Which looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like, first of all, it looks like a Flash animation. It looks like a little Flash movie or some garbage you're looking at on the internet, right? Or like interface to somebody's website. Second, the first thing I actually thought of when I saw this was in Xenosaga, when you pause it or you're checking your email and there's that cutesy little bunny bouncing around, it reminds me of that. It reminds me of like a Japanese operating system. You know, like it's all crazy and 3D and it's got music, like the sounds are like... You know, and it's like, it tries to make you feel like you're some crazy computer genius working some crazy system here. And you practically have to have some kind of rocket science degree to operate through their Play Online Viewer thing. I have no idea how people just sit down and play this game, because I couldn't figure it out at first. I'm playing the game, and it tells me I need this key. But I have to sign up for a Play Online account. Fine, whatever. I grab the key in the back of the book, I type it in, I punch it in. It assigns me a series. I am like UEBD0896U. That's my user number, which I have to remember. If that's not what it is, if you but that's the size and the format of it. That's the size and the format of it. You have to remember this too. Now I've seen forum posts on a bunch of forums of people losing their ID and not being able to retrieve it. So I wrote mine down too after I saw all these forum posts about people playing hell trying to get a hold of the company to get their key back, their ID. Then they give you a play online email address, which is your crazy identification number at POL.com.
You hadn't personalized it.
Yeah, I changed mine also, so I could at least remember it, but you still can't use that to log in.
Right.
You have to use that stupid number. Now, let's say you get past all that, right? You get into the Final Fantasy portion of it, and they have some other game that comes with it called Tetra Master, some Tetra. I think it's Tetra. So, whatever it is, I never played it. You?
No.
Yeah, who cares? I don't know what it is. I didn't pay money for this game for some other crap. I wanted Final Fantasy XI. So once you get past the pick which game you want to play online, what this is like their interface into their world of online games. You get the feeling they're going to release lots of online games and use the same interface.
Right?
So that it makes it easy, me making air quotes, easy for you, right? So I get to the Final Fantasy XI screen. You have to sign up again. So I go through all this crap again now. Okay, I'm punching in this 27,000 digit code, which I love this part. It was case sensitive. The whole thing is written in capital letters, but what game have you ever bought that had a case sensitive key? No, that's not good. It's a pain in the ass to put it in there. You know? More secure, nothing. They're all uppercase. You know, but why is it case sensitive? Just make them all lowercase, like everybody's typing anyway, unless you're on AOL and you get your caps lock key broken. So, I punch in all this stuff. Okay, another huge key, I get an ID, I get blah, 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 all this madness to get into the game. So I fire up the game. I have to download 7,300 files to update this game, right? 2.5 hours later, the game had patched. It takes up 5.74 gigs. Okay. I messed with the controller setting for like an hour or two, just to get the controls right. I get into the, which of course is not in-game. The controller setup feature, you have to be fully in Windows.
Right.
You set your controller up, then you go launch the Play Online viewer, log into Play Online with your password, log in again to get your list of games, log into Final Fantasy, pick your guy, and then you dump in the world, then you can see if your controls work. Now, we're gonna take it back in time to where I was, trying to play this game for the very first time, okay? I patched all these files. 2.5 hours. I came home at noon. We're talking, it's like 5 o'clock now, and I still haven't been able to play this game. I fire up the game, and it tells me I have to buy a subscription. What is that? A subscription ID? Subscription
content ID.
Content ID, okay? So I go to this little content ID page. It's got 50 little things. You're still in this little flash-looking program, right? Okay, I gotta sign up for a subscription ID, which I get, you know, the one free month for, okay? This only allows you to play one character in Final Fantasy XI, okay? This only allows you to play one guy without paying another dollar for a second character, which is kind of stupid. And you have to pay for these content ID things. You know, of course, you've got some crazy-ass huge serial number you gotta put in, too, for your first one, okay? So, I sign up for my first one, which is free. I fire up the game, and I go to make my character. Now, everybody knows, because everybody's been hearing, that you cannot pick the server you're on, right? Okay, it picks a random server. This was pure genius here, by the way. This was the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in a massively multiplayer online role-playing game. Yes, you are bad. It's your fault, not his.
That's right.
It's Kevin, you got the trigger finger, because I'm at your house. Damn it. Now, I finally get in this game. I make the character. I don't care to be on anybody's server. I don't care. I'm just like, I don't care to be on, because I'm trying to get to Vale 4. That's the server that everybody's playing on that I know. But I don't care at first. I just want to get into any server that I can, just to make sure the game works, figure out my controls, then I'll worry about making my guy, right? So I get in the game, and I go through this long, elaborate bullshit intro sequence thing, you know, and after that goes, I realize that I can't see anything. It looks like my character's standing in this gray field. There's nothing out there, and I'm just hovering. And there's just air gray around me. I can't see anything. Yet I notice that I can walk around, and all of a sudden I can see like a shadow. Then like a tree will pop up. And I was like, well, that's kind of weird. You know, the game isn't running slow. It's not running shitty or anything. You know, it's running fine, but how come I can't see anything? 2.5 hours later. Now, this is me leaving the game, right? I have to quit Final Fantasy. Back up, like, 9 screens. Log all out of, yeah, out of all their stuff, okay? You can't alt-tab either. You alt-tab and it kills me. Shut the game down instantly. Boom, you're gone, right? Because they don't want anybody running bots or anything, even though you still can. That's their fix for it, right? So, you have to go all the way out of this game, change one video setting, you know, because I'm having a graphic problem here. This isn't something that everybody has. This is like a problem. So, okay, now it's like process of elimination. What did I turn on, or what do I have turned off that's screwing up my video? So I change one option. Then I have to fire up their Play Online thing, log into that, log in to see the games I've got, click the game, get into the game, log into the game, pick my character, and then let it load the game again. Oh, no graphics. Quit the game, back up to their game picker, back out of that, log out of, you know, Final Fantasy, the game picker.
Just close it.
Log out of, yeah, but it's telling me that, oh, you know, it's not wanting any bad voodoo to happen, so I'm just going to do it their way, you know. So I go all the way back out, change one more setting. 2.5 hours go by, and I'm getting pissed off at this game, because I still can't see anything, right? I scour the internet. Right? I mean, I just tear into it. I search everywhere, read every thread on every message board ever created. Okay? Using translators to read the Japanese sites to see if there's help on anybody having this problem. On their main site, I read every single thing they have in the spec. I learned more about this game than any game I know anything about now. Nobody has this problem but me. Accidentally, I stumble across like the IGN boards or something, someplace I'd never go. And somebody mentioned they had this same problem. The fix for it was... Turns out, our good friends at NVIDIA have crappy drivers that are out currently, and you can use beta ones that work. Sure as shit, the 5303s work just fine. So I had to download the 21 meg driver, install all that crap, which I got from guru3d.com. I got the beta driver. No, I didn't. I got them from Asylum. My guys actually had that version out. But you can get generic ones for any GeForce. GeForce card. And generic driver detonators on Guru3D. A couple other companies have them. I think PNY has theirs out also. BFG is where I got mine from. Anyway, so once I got the graphic problem fixed, once I got the controller fixed, I had to make my guy, right, and get the server I want. Okay? That took 2.5 hours of making characters and deleting them. I was so pissed off. Like, I didn't even get to play the very first day I had this game, and I fucked with it the entire day. Sitting there trying to make a guy to get the server. I couldn't do it. Finally, I gave up Veil 4, right? I get into the game, I'm like, relieved. Oh, thank God, I can play now, right? And knowing that all my friends are, you know, higher level than I am, I'm like, okay, I can't let anybody know I have it. I'm just going to talk mad shit about Final Fantasy on the IRC channel and just fuck with everybody while I'm playing. Get my guy up to, you know, so he's not a pansy with these, you know, everybody else running around. And then I'll just drop it on the show that I've been playing it. I did end up telling you in the middle of the week, though, just so we could play together. But which worked out good because now because you had to change the server anyway.
I dropped it off my level 15 Rampage.
Yeah. What did you ever immigrate to?
Aura.
Oh, that's lame. That sucks.
That's everything's new though. Everybody has to study.
Yeah. No, that sucks though. You should have been able to pick the server you wanted to go to, right?
Yeah, that's kind of lame.
Yeah, that's stupid. So, I that first day was like a nightmare though. I mean, it was horrible. I could not believe that people played this game. Just because of that. You know, I was like, dude, it took me, like, 9 hours to be able to sit down and play this game. And that is more than most people are willing to put in, you know? All right, now I'm just talking to myself here. Okay. So, but this isn't supposed to be me talking to you. That's what I call you in the middle of the week on the phone for.
I know what all this crap is about. I have no desire to play it.
Yes, you do. See you eyeballing it, sitting here going, wow, that looks cool, blah, 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 blah.
Wrong.
Yeah, okay. Now, well, all right. Anyway,
okay,
so...
I do want to play.
Okay, so I finally get in. I'm finally can play now, right? Once I got my server that I'm supposed to be on, I'm with all my buddies, I got my controller down pat, I'm all set. And then I start looking around and I realize somehow, like I must have been looking at the manual and I realized I didn't have all the expansion pack stuff on. And I'm like, wait a minute. I installed it, I put in the key, blah, 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 and it didn't do the expansion. I couldn't figure out what it was. More genius from our friends at Square. I back up and I happen to catch on the screen where you can register, where you can pay for your another guy if you want. you can register the fact that you have the expansion.
So not only do you have to pay for the game itself, you have to pay for your character.
You get one guy free.
Okay, one guy free. And if you want more than one character,
it's $1.
You have to pay.
$1 per guy. Yeah, but you know what? No. Now, that sounds completely lame. It does. It sounds stupid, but it's not. Because think about it like this. What about households like you, where the two of you play Dark Age Camelot? They don't get extra money for supplying two people with the game.
But we're not playing at the same time.
Yeah, you're not, but you are playing for way longer than the average person would play for. They probably count on the average person playing for, say, 4 hours a day. With two people in the house playing, that's 8 hours now. Their servers with a bandwidth have to go out. Right? So, I mean, to me it makes sense. It's like, you know, a dollar is not that bad. I mean, it's a dollar. It's not like they're asking for another 13 bucks. Only 13 bucks a month.
And it's one-time charge.
You know? Yeah. What? You buy the one ID?
One-time charge. Yeah. You're able to pay every month.
I don't know. I assumed it was a monthly charge.
Huh.
I assumed. I have no idea, really. I don't know. That may be something to look into. Anyway. So it turns out you have to register the fact that you even have the expansion. So, of course, I'm back to the registration process. I typed in so many keys that day, man. I was so pissed off. Had to dig out the manual again, look up the key again, blah, blah, blah. A different key, type all that crap in. Boom, just to unlock the stuff, you know what I mean?
That's patience.
You know,
that would have made me quit.
Yeah, I mean, I like to try to give an effort, you know what I mean? I do like to try to give
a big effort.
It is a big effort, but consider this also. Consider that let's just say it was possible to play this game without paying for it. Let's say it's any other game. Let's say you got, you know, this game for free. Would you put that much effort into it to try to play it? No. Me neither. If it was free, it's like if I downloaded it, like if I wears Final Fantasy XI somehow and was able to play it for free, I wouldn't do it. I'd be like, it's like the first hour, I want to quit. This game is retarded, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens to me with a lot of other games. I want to try them before I buy them, and they're just stupid, so I don't care. But because I just shelled out 50 hard-earned bucks, I can't return it. Oh! I got something I got to remember. Returning policy. Dude, Deus Ex is return... Okay, you know, Iron Storm? Deus Ex, their message board. People are having problems because they don't have cards with, like, pixel shaders and something. If you do not have a video card that will support that, like a GeForce 2, anything, and lower, the game will not run, right? So on their website, what it says to do, it says either upgrade your hardware or take the game back. Anybody tried recently to take a game back to a store that was open? Not going to happen, is it? They're not going to let you return it, but that's what they say to do. Oh, just take it back to the store. What the hell year do these people live in? I mean, that's their...
They haven't done that in years.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and this is what the company says to do. I mean, that's showing support for your product, retards. Anyway, so... Okay, that's all the bad stuff I had to say about Final Fantasy XI.
Okay.
Now, everybody's going... Now, you know what? I know somebody in particular is sitting at home right now, listening to the show, laughing his ass off, going, ha, 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 fools, you pay for this. I know lots of people are. Sitting out there going, why would anybody pay to play a game? That's just retarded. And it's a Square game at that.
You pay for one game. That's the only game
you need, right? Yeah. It is. Now, laugh all you want because I'm about to shut you down. I'm about to tell you how it is. This game is, to date, the best effort yet. I think it is. I really do. I think it is the best MMORPG out there. It may not have... Like, I would almost say that EverQuest is much larger, but consider also, you know, this is everybody, well, EverQuest is huge. Yeah, EverQuest has been out for 4 years, and they've got 6 expansion packs, okay? We know it's big. Fine, play EverQuest, I don't care. I don't want you in Final Fantasy telling me EverQuest is better. Like, remember the problem, remember when Dark Age, we started playing Dark Age?
Yeah.
Everybody in there was from EQ, and they were like, oh my god, EQ is, okay, shut the fuck up and go home. Go play that then if you're gonna bitch. I don't wanna hear it. You know, you guys suck. But I haven't run into one person bitching. I haven't run into one person other than myself complaining and whining about stupid shit. I haven't run into anything negative in this game except for one time I spontaneously combusted. I swear to God, I was just sitting there, I was resting, getting some hit point backs, and I just died. I don't know what happened. Like, it was almost like a spawn kill though, because I was sitting in an area where I was killing tons of dudes around me. And I knew a guy spawned right where I was sitting. And I if I didn't know better, I would swear to God that I got spawn killed. I was, because I was just sitting there, nobody around for miles. And all of a sudden, I'm just like, and died.
No, whatever.
Yeah.
Never happened to me.
Yeah. I mean, there was nobody there. Yeah. It was weird. Yeah. But I didn't lose a whole lot of experience. I mean, I was pretty low level when it happened, and I was already loving the game. Now, the controls for this game, absolute genius.
Was your controller?
Genius. Yeah, I cannot speak for the poor idiots who prefer to use their keyboard. I'm sorry, but that's just dumb. I'm sorry. The keyboard is retarded. Try it with a controller and tell me the keyboard, but there's no way. There is absolutely no way. I mean, the game was made for a console. Okay, it was made for the PlayStation 2. So, naturally, it's gonna work, you know, the same on the computer, and it's genius, and the controls are perfect. I love it that I can kick back in my chair and only hold my little Xbox controller, kick back and play all night long. You know, I gotta kick back, kick my feet up on the table, lay my keyboard across, I gotta have something for the mouse, trying to play a game and relax. You can't play a game like relaxed like that on a keyboard and mouse. I mean, some setups you can. I mean, I've had it set up that way. It's just, it doesn't feel the same as having a little controller in your hand, you know? I mean, it's tight. Even the force feedback works. You know, it's like it rumbles when the fat cells go off and stuff. It is awesome, dude. It's really cool. I mean, they did, like, once you get past the setup of the game, it was worth every penny. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm loving it. There's so many little quests and little things to do. The graphics are great. The chicks aren't as hot as they are in Lineage 2. But, you know what? So what? You know, they're good enough. You change all the equipment you get. You know, your characters, like, look cooler on the screen. They get, you know, all their stuff reflects, you know, all their gear, of course, you know. I haven't seen anybody dying or anything. There's no colors in this. You can't, like, dye armor and stuff, I don't think. I haven't seen that yet.
I think the only thing you can color is your Link Shield.
Oh, your Link Shell? Yeah, maybe.
But one party group can use one Link Shell.
Yeah.
So we can pitch in all of us. $8,000
Is it 8 grand?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I thought it was 3. You get these things called Link Shells, which is like, not... Exactly. It is the cell phone of Vanadiel. This thing is the cell phone, I swear to God. It's like, okay, you know in Dark Age of Camelot how you have your chat group?
Yeah.
Which is free. You just add yourself to the group, you know, or invite yourself, or they invite you to the group.
Yeah.
And then, boom, you have a window for chatting all the time. The Link Shell works exactly that same way, except for you have to shell out 8 grand for it.
Between 6 of us, that's not much.
Yeah, that's not bad. Once you get this Link Shell thing, which makes Link pearls, which you give to all your friends, you can all communicate wherever you are all the time. It just kind of sucks you got to pay for it. It's kind of neat how it explains it, though, because it's better than this ESP, this cell phone you have in EverQuest, you know, or Dark Age. It's like, at least this explains it. At least this gives an in-game reason to why you can talk to all your buddies. You know? Now, I think my only complaint in the game itself, though, after all that crap, after the production, you know, the whole deal that I had to go through, the only complaint I have with the game itself is, the friend thing. Yeah. That is retarded. You can't, like, click your buddy and add him to your friends list. You can't click the friends list and add a buddy. You absolutely must type /befriend, and his name. And the best part is that he absolutely must be online. It is genius. So now I can't add all my friends to my list. I have nobody on the list currently because I haven't run into him yet. I was playing with you today, but we didn't know how to do it.
Right.
You know, I was playing with you and Dar, and we didn't know how to do it, yeah. Yeah, because it's stupid. That's the only complaint I have.
Once you add them, do you have to add them every time you log on?
No, it's on your friend list.
You can't even find them words you have.
Yeah, it tells you everything. Yeah, it's cool. But it's just getting them there is what sucks. I mean, that's it, though. The controls are great. The music is good.
Uh-huh.
The music. I even like the music in the Play Online browser. Even that music is pretty good. I did turn it way down.
I think I want that feeling again. Like, you know, when I first started playing Dark Age of Camelot.
You gotta speak up, dude. Now that you're sitting, like, all the way across the room, nobody can hear you.
Like, when I first started playing Dark Age of Camelot, you know, it was like a magical experience, you know. It's like, when I first played with you, I was like, oh, this is so awesome, you know. And that, you know, then I just lost that feeling because everyone quit, you know.
Yeah.
No one's playing it no more, and I'm like, by myself, I'm all, whoop-de-doo, this sucks, so I quit, you know. Now my sister-in-law picked up my account, now she plays it non-stop, but. You know, maybe I'll pick up this game and play it.
I'm telling you, man, I don't think you have a choice. I'm pretty sure that somehow I'm going to arrange it so you wind up getting this game. I swear to God. Because it's cool to play with people you know. That's what I like the most. You know, it's playing with people I know. It may be fun to group up with people that you don't know, but I like to group up with people I do know. You know, because we can talk on the phone and play.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, yeah, I hate, because see, now that's like, it doesn't bother me, right? Like, I honestly, God, I don't have any complaints with this yet, and I'm going to find out how bad of a level tread it is in the future. I'm going to find out if it's like nothing but just powering through the level, which I'm sure there's a lot of that, but the job system, it's like the job system from Final Fantasy V, where you can be a white mage if you want, a red mage, you have a house, right, where you can store your, everybody has their own home, right off the start, right? You have a safe. You can store your shit there. You can change your jobs there. So you just go there. I want to be a white mage today.
Does the safe limit you on how much?
You can put in 50 stacks of things, which is quite a lot of stuff. You know, that's some gear. You know.
Yeah.
Now, however, the way they have the game set up is that you can get to the 70th level, which is currently the highest level, in every class, right? And there's quite a bit of classes, and the expansion even added 3 more, right? So there's all these classes, and you can be 70th level in all of them. The thing of it is each class can, you know, is limited on their items, so that if you had a certain amount of, of classes, you can share your information,
yeah.
Or your items. Go somewhere else and talk.
Yeah,
like maybe a half an hour. You can get to 70th level. And everything. The only problem I see with the storage is that, like, you know, if you've got all these classes and you've got equipment for each class you're on, that's way more than you could store.
Right.
You know, like, so it kind of, that's the only, like, real problem I see with that. I see that problem happening. But I don't think anybody's going to do that. I don't think.
Think about this way, though. Once you
somebody
reach,
will.
Like, you master one class, how much money would you have? You wouldn't mind that at all. Spend some money, buy some loot.
But it's not about the items, though. I mean, like, if you're, like, let's say you're 70th in everything, it's not about the items you can buy, is what I mean. It's not, like, if you were 70th in everything, and let's say you decided to be a different guy today, you looked through all the gear that you had stored up, and you had nothing that class could use. Let's say you want to be a white mage today, all of a sudden, boom, you've got nothing but the biggest axes, the best shields, and all this other garbage. Let's just say it's nothing that your wizard could use, or not a full setup for him. It's probably not a full setup. So you have to go buy and crap? The best items in the game aren't purchasable. I'm pretty sure they're earnable. You have to find them. It's rare drops and stuff like that, or trading or something like that. So I can see that being a problem in the future. They might up the limit. Who knows? Maybe you can buy something to do it later, like buy an extra safe or something. Maybe they'll have to add something to the game if it becomes
you
a problem.
You can have furniture in your apartment.
Yeah, furniture,
yeah,
painting,
maybe
plants.
Maybe you can have like a closet without storing a closet.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I really
don't
know. Yeah, well.
It costs like 30, 40 gil a piece.
30 or 40?
Table, yeah.
That's it?
Gil. 1,000.
Oh, yeah. You didn't say 1,000.
Yeah,
that's the important word. I was going to say, that's cheap. Dude, I can decorate my house right now, so I got like 3 grand. Now, speaking of money, this is awesome. The system they have for selling your shit in this game, okay, most of these games, what do? You get all your garbage, you pick out the stuff that people actually want to buy, and you go to the bazaar, like an EQ, and you stand there. You have to leave the game running, okay, and be in seller mode or whatever, and sit there and watch it. I think, you know what, maybe you don't have to leave the game running. Maybe you don't. I don't think, maybe you don't. It would just be retarded if you have to leave it running. But you go to the bazaar and you have to, you put your shit up for sale. In EQ, I mean, in Final Fantasy XI, you go to an auction house and say, I mean, screw selling. Okay, I was not a believer. Ode and Wolf both said, dude, do not sell your shit at the store. And I was like, yeah, whatever, you guys. I ain't waiting for that. You guys are retarded. So what did I do? I sold all my crap from first to sixth level in the store and got like $40 a pop for the best shit, right? When I took that same shit to the auction house, I was getting $500 for it in like 3 seconds. I couldn't believe it. And the way it works is like you just go to the auction place, you tell it, boom, I want to sell this item for this price. And I swear to God, if it's anything worthy, people buy it like right away. All of a sudden, boom, your item sold, you know? And it's like even the garbage, even crap sells eventually. Eventually, your stuff stays on the auction for 9 days. So like I got like rabbit pelts and rabbit meat and I mean all this crap from first level crap you kill, right? I'm like nobody's gonna buy this. I only have one of them, so I take it there. I say okay, I'll even put it on the highest end of the bidding. Screw going for the lowest end. I'm gonna put it there for like $40 for like some garbage thing that everybody drops on the first level. $40. I have 5 of them, I put them all in there, I wander around, I adventure, kill some shit, come back, and I go, oh, you know, I better go check my auctions, boom, they all sold. I can't believe it. It's just like, it's awesome.
It's like whole server, though. It's a lot of people. I said, figure, you know, I got full. How
yeah.
many servers have about
like 30?
30?
Yeah.
So you got more than 10,000 people, each server.
Jesus.
400,000 total players?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's got more than 10,000 people each server.
Theoretically, there might be servers that we don't see. What do you do, lock himself outside? Anyway, so the auction system is really cool. It kind of makes the game have like this real world economy, because nobody wants to use the merchants because they're retarded. It's really cool. I think that was such a good idea. There also is a bazaar in this game. I just haven't gone in there or found it yet. But every town has its auction house. It's incredible.
Got two. Each town got two.
Oh, there's two. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, depending on where you are at in the town. Oh, man. No, we're taking you home right now. So that's it. We're done with the show.
Are we?
No, Dan, you're hanging on there, Hunter. Damn you if you're gonna, you're not like,
yeah, you're not.
You're not
a little Hunter then? What's that?
Yeah. No.
I need to talk to you.
So, I think we're gonna talk more about Final Fantasy XI next week, because we're way over time now, but I mean, I'm pretty impressed.
We're gonna play that last night. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So figure more shit out.
Screw you guys.
You're just jealous.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. So far, I'm liking it. So far, I think they've done the best effort of all these games. I really do.
Welcome to the club, man. So, give me a hug.
I don't want to be a square whore. Hey. No, I'm... What? Movies.
What did I just...
Supposed to watch Tomlin.
Oh, that one movie, that new movie by Ron Howard.
Missing?
Oh, yeah, The Missing. I did see that.
How's it?
It was good. It's so Western. Crazy. It wasn't as much action as I was wanting. You know, I was thinking it was going to be more freaky, but it was good for what it was. The acting was really good. Tommy Lee Jones did a hell of a job.
Huh.
Plays this old, like...
Indian?
No, he's not Indian, but he's converted to Indian ways. So it's pretty much he became an Indian. He left his family, his daughter, and everything.
So it's like Kevin Costner and Levance was all.
No, Indian nothing movie. Like that.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. I saw two movies that aren't so new anymore, but I finally got around to. I watched Terminator 3: Rise of the Machines. Everywhere I turned, everybody didn't like it that much. But I mean, I thought it was good. But the only problem with it was that it like ends.
Came out from nowhere.
Yeah, the only reason I knew it was going to end was because I was watching the timer. You know, like when I'm watching the movie, I just happened to keep an eye on how much minutes were left, and I was like, the end is coming up. Some crazy shit has got to happen in the next 5 minutes. Some crazy shit has got to happen in the next 4 minutes. Some crazy shit has got to happen, and nothing crazy shit ever happened. It was like, whoa, hello, okay.
So that's what that offered me.
That was a good movie. I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad.
The chick was hot.
And she was cool. You know, like, she had some cool powers and stuff. She was a neat Terminator. I thought it was kind of cool. Storylines were neat. I don't like how we have different John Connors all the time, though. I hate that. I wish they'd just stick with one guy and just, you know... Stick with like
yeah,
we got.
I think that the last kid from Terminator 2 is all drugged out now.
That's all right. He would have been perfect. I like that guy. Is that guy as John Connor? But I don't know. It wasn't a bad movie. There was lots of action and explosions and crazy shit. But do not expect some crazy thing with lots and lots of robots, and because it's called Rise of the Machines, and that's what it is. It tells the story of how that still went through. You know, it tells the story.
How Judgment Day came about.
How it still happened. Yeah. Even though, because remember, Terminator 2 was Judgment Day.
Yeah.
Right?
They stopped it.
Yeah. So it's written, like, that's cool. It's really cool if you're following the Terminator's line and you know what, you know, like, you're not like, I've never seen a Terminator before. What's this movie all about? And go right into Terminator 3, you're going to hate it. If you watched all the Terminators, I think it's not that bad. I can't say I recommend buying it, though. I didn't think it was that good, unless you're some huge Terminator fan.
Arnold's not going to be in Terminator 4, for sure.
Yeah.
So I think I would buy it.
Really?
I'd buy it.
See, I don't think I would, but I think if they make a Terminator 4, and it's like...
Take everything to an end. Just end it.
Yeah.
No more fun.
That would be so bad.
Yeah.
I think that would rule. I want to see hella machines and stuff like that. I just want to see, you know... Get all kind. Why is there only one Terminator? Send 27 of those chicks after John Connor. One of them's got to get him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Arnold can't stop them all. He can barely stop one.
Maybe he can't send the 27 Arnolds back.
But they didn't. They only sent the one back. Why don't they send bad guys? They need to send more bad. There's only one Arnold. Remember there is. Maybe they have the one old Arnold, but his wife's. Well, okay. I don't want to ruin it, but you know they have the one Arnold Terminator, you know, it's like that's him because he was the one that was sent to kill him and they changed him.
Yeah.
Remember? That's why there's one Arnold. But they can send back, what is he, a T-100 or something?
Yeah.
Right? And she's the TX. Yeah. Yeah, she's badass. But you know what, though? The other guy was burlier, I think. The liquid guy from Turner & Hooch, that guy was unstoppable. She what? She had, like, the liquid, like, the shell over her, and she could, but she couldn't, like, but that guy really used it, though. She made some bullshit, like, guns and flamethrowers, and, you know, yeah, I mean, that was just, like, that was, like, an enhancement to the other guy. You know, the other guy just seemed scary as hell, because he's, like, got that plain look on his face all the time.
Fine.
Yeah, she was hot. Yeah, that's true. That made up for it.
Yeah, Woody had that.
Now, the last movie I saw, which I just watched, like, 3 hours, 4 hours ago, which I've been dying to see for so long, finally rented it, The Core. Now, I know this movie couldn't have done good in the box office. I mean, I just, you didn't hear anything about it, people just kind of, like, glanced over it. I wanted to watch it, because you didn't turn my phone on. You put it on hold or something. The fuck did you do to the phone? Yeah, you didn't turn it up. Now you broke. I'm never letting you guys use this phone again. I hate you all. Go to hell. You can't. What'd you do? There we go. What the hell did you push? Oh, hold, which is right below off. You can't even work the window in my car.
Oh.
Jesus.
Damn.
And we give this man a computer. I think we need to institute that licensing for a computer.
That's
know?
Right.
You got a
stone axe.
It's like a driver's license.
I know more than the average.
Give him a spear.
Right.
Let him live in the woods.
All right. Yeah, The Core, though. None of you guys have seen this?
No.
Okay, this is like, I don't remember, somebody said it on IRC. It's like a Volcano meets Independence Day. Like, it totally does sound like that. And when you're watching it, you're like, it kind of gives you that feeling, like the world destruction feeling with the, you know, the molten lava and all that. Why do you guys always stand up towards the end of the show? It's really weird.
Well, I've done it for a reason.
Jesus. So, I was impressed. I really liked the show. There was a few really cheesy moments, though. They have that kid in there from Road Trip, you know, the nerd guy, and from the new guy. It's that guy. And he's like their computer expert, hacker, genius guy. And he's great. He's like, you want me to hack the planet? Straight out of Hackers. I love it. It was funny as hell. Very cheesy, though, with his stuff in there. But, you know, what do you expect? You know, they always go cheeseball on the computer stuff. But the movie itself, like, away from that, was really cool. It's got all these unexplained happenings. Turns out the core of the Earth stopped rotating, right? Which keeps our shit in line, right? So their whole thing was they had to find a way to get down to the core and jumpstart it. So, you know what else reminded me of that, the asteroid one?
Oh, wow.
That movie everybody loved and I hated.
Armageddon,
that crap. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that.
Did you ever see Armageddon?
Yes, I saw Armageddon. I did not like that fucking movie.
Awesome.
No, I need to watch it again because I was watching it.
I cried like a little baby.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Bruce, there. No, take one for the team.
So, They had some good actors in there. They put together just a neat story with some really crazy twists too. Like at some point it explains why the core stops, and like it really throws the story for a loop too because like you have no idea when you're watching the movie. Then all of a sudden, boom! You know they drop what hit, you know what happened and shit. And it's like they come across a really like. It would have been cool if they found, like, alternate worlds and weird, crazy, more shit like that, but they really didn't find that much crazy shit. Like, they just kind of went down there, accidents happened, people died, they found one crazy shit. It was neat to see their take on it, though, is what I really enjoyed about the movie. That's why I really wanted to see it, and that's what I was really proud of, is they did a good job of just, I think, the effects, you know, and trying to explain it while you're watching it, what's going on, what's happening around you. It was really, really cool. I'm going to have to seriously recommend this as a rental.
Oh,
I mean, at least I would almost buy this game if it was cheap enough. Because like I don't see me watching it too terribly often, but often enough. You know, I mean, it was good. It was a good movie. I like crazy shit like that. You know, where the potential for this create like Mission to Mars. Remember at the end of that, you're just like, wow. Remember when they find all the alien stuff like that? It's just like, whoa. That would have been such a cool movie if they would have went on for like a half an hour after that, you know. Seems like they could have added a little bit more into the core. Finding more crazy stuff. But, I mean, they did a pretty good job as it was. It was neat. I'm tired of the space exploration. So this was a welcome change. Alright. Everybody here's falling asleep. You guys suck. Good night.
In Columbine, what happened there? The kids were actually looking at the video games, and it does hypnotize you. It does brainwash you. And you begin to think of aggressive behavior that it's okay to do that.